kind of a challenging question that Jesus finishes the gospel with today. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? If you remember a couple weeks ago, the gospel began with the apostles asking for the Lord to increase their faith. So maybe we can ask ourselves if we're still here when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Which camp will we be in? But Jesus begins this passage, this parable, telling them why he was talking to them. About the necessity to pray always without becoming weary. Therefore, it must be possible to become weary in our prayer. He wouldn't have to warn us against it if it wasn't a temptation. Have you ever become weary in your prayer? Have you ever given up because you think Jesus is not listening? You didn't get the answer you were expecting. Things didn't turn out the way that you hoped they would. You know, there's a virtue, you know, patient endurance, long suffering, that is vital for the Christian. You know, without this virtue, we can't really claim to be a Christian. We can't really live the life that God has ordained for us if we're not able to and willing to suffer through whatever it is. And as tempting as it was to become weary 2,000 years ago, I imagine it's much more so for us. We live in this immediate gratification world where everything is a merely swipe or a click away. And we just keep swiping until we find what we want, until we can settle for something. How important this passage is for us today. Because the reason why the world is in such a frantic mess, why we're bombarded with this desire for instant gratification, is because the evil one knows the power of a man and a woman who know how to long suffer, how to patiently endure the trials that come their way and not get distracted by a momentary pickup or a possibility for pleasure, but to have our hearts set on what is good, what is true, and what is beautiful. To be in touch with that inner yearning, that desire that each one of us was created with, that can be satisfied only by Jesus. That desire, that thirst, can only be satisfied by Jesus. And the things of the world, while they may be good, they're passing. And the evil one knows that he can get us distracted and off course, because we're easily distracted. We're easily distractible. He tells us this parable about the necessity to pray always. Oftentimes, people will be struggling with a sin, big, small, whatever. How's your prayer life? Do you pray every day? Well, I try. Praying every day for a Christian is not something that we try to do. It's something we must do. A Christian's life must be marked by prayer. And prayer is not just a to-do list item. Check, I'm done for the day. To pray without ceasing, to pray without becoming weary, means it marks your life. Just like in our natural life, we breathe. I don't try to breathe, I breathe. If I don't breathe, I die. Your soul dies if you don't pray. St. Alfonso Liguori said, the man, the human who prays is sure to be saved. The one who does not pray is sure to be damned. It's vitally important for us to be men and women of prayer. Meaning, we're in constant communication with the one who created us. Now everything's wireless, but some of us can remember the days where we had to be plugged in. The telephone on the kitchen wall had to be plugged in order for it to use. That's the same image we need to have. and we must be plugged in all the time, or the communication doesn't work. And when the communication from the Father stops, we will easily put something else in its place. Usually our own desires and our own will. Whatever I want in the present moment. The Lord is encouraging us today to be men and women of prayer, of long suffering, to not be distracted. And he gave us the image of Moses in the first reading. This battle going on. We can imagine a great movie with a battle scene. Two sides, one winning, one losing, and it's going back and forth. And then we kind of see up in the upper corner the man who has his hands raised, and my team's winning. When his hands fall, my team's losing. The power of intercessory prayer. That God's chosen people were being defeated when Moses' hands were not raised in prayer. We can say, as we look at that image, at that scene, that God needed Moses to pray. Of course, we know God needs nothing, but in that moment, and in his divine plan, he kind of allows himself to be a servant to us. It happens every day at the Mass. A servant to the words and the gestures of the priest. The chosen people were being defeated if Moses wasn't praying with his hands elevated. How important it is for us to pray. How important it is for your priests to be men of prayer. But Moses couldn't do it by himself. He needed help. Do you intercede for the men who've been called to lead you? So that they can be men of prayer. A beautiful image of the church at prayer in that first reading. That you guys are on the front line. Y'all are the ones who are in the battle every day with the evil one. The Amalekites, the Amalites, when the chosen people first got through the Red Sea, when they first got into the Promised Land, this is the group that kind of flanked around them back and were picking off the weak ones, picking off the poor families who had children. It's a beautiful image of the culture of death that we all live in. How the world out there is picking off the weak ones among us. And when the church came together and they prayed, when Moses and Aaron and Hur were praying, the chosen people were winning. We, this community, this parish, must be a family of prayer and not grow weary if we ever want to defeat the evil one. It's not an individual effort. It's us as a family together. Some of us have different roles, but we're all in this together. That first scene is a beautiful image of what our parish can and should be. Praying together for the defeat of the enemy, protecting the weak ones among us, so that we can all enter into the Promised Land. Moses was an old man by this time. He had seen a lot. He was able to persevere in prayer because he knew the power of being close to the Father. He had entered into relationship with God early on, and he knew the faithfulness of God. This is the virtue, the beautiful gift, the beautiful reality of persevering without growing weary, is that we know that God comes through. Moses had to go to the Pharaoh 10 times to have his people released. And then Pharaoh chased them through the desert, and he had to cross the Red Sea. And then he had to deal with his friends complaining. So he had to beg down manna and quail and tap the rock to get water. He persevered through all of those episodes. And he was confident in God's provision for him. Which is why he was confident that God would come through as he prayed on the mountain. Moses on the mountain, hands raised in prayer with two men beside him, should bring us to Good Friday. Jesus on the mountain, hands spread with two men beside him, praying, interceding for each one of us, each one of you. It's so easy in our lives to be distracted, to forget to pray, to try to pray. Allow these scriptures today that Mother Church gives us in her charity to spur you on, to encourage you, to fortify you, to become a man and woman of prayer without growing weary. How will Jesus know that he finds faith when he comes again? Because he'll come and he'll see you in prayer. Not just on your knees in the corner, but your whole life will be a constant communication with the Father. It worked for Moses. It will work for us. Let us pray for this grace to be men and women of prayer, men and women of faith, on the front lines of the battle against the culture of death, confident that our Father will never abandon us and that he truly provides for all of our needs.